Day 25, March 14th. Today's reflection is based on Mark chapter 7, verses 1 through 23, and was written by Casey Grayson, class of 2022. Check your heart. Being a member at my home church for so long has made me aware of some of the norms during worship, where people's unassigned seats are, when to sit and rise, when not to go to the bathroom, who plays the tambourines, who has the good church candy in their purse, the list goes on. Now imagine the traditional norms of your own church and ponder. What would happen if someone sat in one of those unassigned seats? What would happen if someone shouted out with praise when the congregation is usually silent during the sermon? What if the music was more upbeat instead of mellow and calm? You might say to yourself, that person must be new. What's going on with the music today? It's never like this. In a similarly troubled fashion, the Pharisees were concerned with Jesus' disciples not upholding the traditional norm of ceremonial washing. They can't understand how Jesus' disciples could go against the standards. For them, these practices signified identity, status, and separation from the unholy. Instead of Jesus agreeing and encouraging his disciples to comply, he challenges the Pharisees. He reminds them that these traditions are human-made. In creating these traditions, they've let go of the commands of God and made their own customs more significant. He prompts them to consider that their true identity as followers of God comes from what's inside their hearts. Lent invites us to consider this same truth, to reshape how we respond to life's changes and challenges, to reevaluate the posture of our hearts when it comes to our expectations weighed against our obedience to God. Instead of responding with frustration and judgment, Jesus calls us to remember that God expects us to respond with the same love and grace that He extends to us every day. Today's prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who is the ultimate teacher and shows us how to live life righteously. May our interactions with all of your creation exude the love of Christ that flows through our hearts. May we all embody what it truly means to love thy neighbor, even when it challenges our comfort levels. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.